gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 30th, 2018, at 1:30 p.m. We'll call this meeting in order and begin with the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the, pardon me, the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Sinatra.
We will be that way. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please go.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today a little bit out of order. Under Constable Precinct One, Item A, is considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Jeannie M. Riley for 35 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Jeannie, if you'd like to come up, have this resolution, which reads, whereas Jeannie M. Riley has devoted over 35 years of service to the citizens of Jefferson County, pride and professionalism. And whereas Jeannie has dedicated her talents and valuable services, serving as a reception court clerk, court coordinator for criminal court judges from January 1983 until July of 2004. And whereas she has served as Jefferson County Deputy Constable for Precinct One from July of 2004 until July of 2018, during which time she earned her Master's Peace Officer's License and Civil Process Specialist Certification from TECO. And whereas Jeannie is known for her high standards of personal integrity and professionalism, and having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County, Jeannie is recognized for her devotion to common good, service, and welfare to the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by her friends and coworkers. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Jeannie M. Riley for dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Thank you. Am I supposed to say something?
If you'd like to.
I have a little bit. I tried hard to memorize, but I was just too nervous. I'm sorry. It's short. First, I'd like to thank the court for taking the time today to set aside this time to recognize me. I would also like to thank the elected officials that I have worked for over these many years for giving me the opportunity to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. And I'd also like to thank my family, co-workers, and courthouse friends. All of you have been part of my long, wonderful journey on the train that I call Jefferson County. It's been an honor and a privilege. Thank you all. Thank you all.
So moved.
Second.
By Commissioner Hoffman, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Commissioner Weaver, resolution.
First, Dave, I'd just like to say it's an honor and privilege to read this resolution. I've known you for many years, worked with you. You may have helped train me in the jail. So I know that the sheriff's office is losing a good corrections officer and a person. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, when I first went to work at the sheriff's office in 92, 93, Dave was out in jail. He was one of those officers that you looked up to. He had a rapport, professional rapport with the inmates, where he had command presence, and he was somebody that you watched to learn from. And so David always remembered that. I don't know if I ever shared that with you. But you're a great officer, and I know you're going to be missed. And definitely some shoes to fill for the sheriff as they hire new people. That kind of caliber. So with that being said, I'll read your resolution. Whereas David C. Harper has devoted 30 years and 4 months in his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas David C. Harper has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer by working as a dorm officer, classification officer, transfer officer, desk officer, sanitation officer for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Whereas David C. Harper has pledged his services as a corrections officer at the correctional facility for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and whereas through hard work, commitment, technical excellence, David C. Harper has earned respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, David C. Harper is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend David C. Harper for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all the commissioners present.
Making us successful, making elected officials successful, making this community successful. I've never encountered a guy that never had anything bad to say, always had a smile on his face, no matter what order, no matter what we asked him to do, that was at work on time, doing what we needed him to do. And so I think that we've got a generation of people now who don't know what hard work means, who don't know what teamwork means and getting the job done. Dave is a guy that can mentor. And so when I talked to him, and he said to me that he was calling it quits, his reason was to go spend time with his son. That's what he told me. And so I think there's not a lot of us who understand the importance of those decisions, to know when it's time to call it quits and to do it for the right reasons. And so I want to say thank you, David, for 30 years of dedicated service, not just to the sheriff's office, but to this community.
That's right.
And continue to share, pass it on to your son, so he understands the importance of your sacrifice for 30 years. Thank you.
I want to thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Weaver, for the kind word, Commissioner's Court. I'm grateful to be here. God has been good to me. To be able to have worked 30 years, and walked away from there every day without any major injuries, major. I was kept from all hurt, harm, and danger. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. I've actually lived long enough to be truthful. I'm one of only a few people who can say I worked under four different sheriffs. They're just telling my age. It's okay, but I'm proud to say that I've worked under four different sheriffs. I'm proud to say that I was gainfully employed for 30 years. I was blessed. And I've made a lot of friends, a lot of acquaintances. I've, as you said, I've been able to build a rapport with people from all different walks of life. And for that, I'm very grateful. At this time, I would like to thank my family. Would y'all stand, please? Mm-hmm. My mother, that's my mother right here. That's my son, David. I have my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my godbaby, family, friends, and Ed and Sharon Clark. My two brothers for mothers, Chris Luton and Marcus Smith. And this is my lady friend, Crystal. She's played a big part in the last couple of years and kind of supported me. And I just wanna let you guys know, I look at some of my coworkers, my former coworkers, James Pookie Lass. James Kelly. Yeah, oh man, great to see you guys. And I just wanna thank everyone for your support. And again, I wanna thank God for getting me through. The only regret I have is that I lost my dad a year ago. He's not here, but other than that, I'm just ready to go on with my life. And so I thank you very much.
Term contract for insecticide, herbicide, spray adjuvants, and adulticides.
for the mosquito control district for NBM 3030 insecticide to target specialty products in the amount of $90 for 2.5 gallon container. Item D is consider and approve interdepartmental transfer of 2007 Ford Crown Victoria from the Service Center to Health and Welfare 1 as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011D. Item E is consider and approve interdepartmental transfer of 2008 Ford Crown Victoria from the Service Center to the Airport as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. Item F is consider improvement interdepartmental transfer of Fujitsu FI6770 scanner from the county clerk to auditing as authorized by Local Government Code 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sandoval, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, consider improvement budget amendment for replacement of 15 vehicles. Down to $458,000. Item B is consider an approved budget amendment for the Service Center for replacement of fuel tank terminals and installation of awnings in the amount of $25,000. Item C is to consider an approved budget transfer for support office maintenance for additional cost for maintenance of the grounds. Item D is consider an approved electronic disbursements of $549,227.37. To LaSalle for revenue received from Institute for Inmate Housing. Item E is regular county bills check number 448882 through 449118. The addendum, item F, is consider approved budget transfer for support office maintenance for additional cost for building materials in the amount of $5,000. Have a motion on those items under audit.
So moved.
Second. Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yeah, Judge, if we could, some information on the vehicles, how that's coming.
The Service Center, as you know, the Commissioner's Court, every year when we have budget to request for vehicle replacements, our Service Center looks at the vehicles and rates them either good, fair, or poor. And we replace the four vehicles. And this is rather than waiting until October 1st because of the potential safety issues associated with the vehicle. We're going to move them into this budget here.
Is part of this the law enforcement vehicle?
Yes, all law enforcement.
Is this the higher portion or
yes.
What the sheriff's doing?
Some of it's coming out of the
drug. These are the ones that the county fund. These are the one, the six that the county will fund.
Uh-huh.
The sheriff in next year's budget will have the portion that she can purchase.
Yeah, Sheriff, if she's here, we appreciate what she's done to put some effort into replacing those vehicles.
So you can afford it. We said 15.
There's a total of 15.
Correct.
Six of, out of the 15, six are of them are share. There's four at the jail. Some of the others are in the constable's office.
Okay.
There's one pulled vehicle for the service.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, we have two issues. Item A is consider and possibly approve to receive and file a joint election agreement for election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Grove for the November 6, 2018 general election. Item B is consider approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Port Arthur Independent School District for the November 6, 2018 general election. Got a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. Under county commissioner, item A is to consider possibly approve and receive and file the Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 4 annual audit report pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item B is consider possibly approve or we'll take that separately. Item C is consider possibly approve, receive, and file an order to renew the designation of the BASF Corporation Reinvestment Zone created by the court on August 12, 2013, pursuant to section 312.203 of the Texas Tax Code. Jessica. B is consider possibly approving authorized county jurisdiction to enter into a contract between Jefferson County, Hardin County, Jasper County, City of Beaumont, and City of Port Arthur for the auto theft task force for fiscal year 2019, pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 791.001 as set. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
Is there a reason why we renewing this BASF reinvestment zone?
Yes, it was, I believe it was a 9-year abatement, and the tax code requires that we renew those every 5 years during the term of the abatement. So this will be the last time that we'll have to renew it. And any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's having unanimously. And under Commissioner, item B is considering possibly approve a replacement for Constable Earl White precinct 1, pursuant to Local Government Code Section 87.04. So I have a name and a motion.
Judge, last week I said, and I asked the constable, was that chief deputy? He said he was. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, is that a problem with the chief deputy? Because that would be the name I would put in motion to do that. It's only a 2-month period that we're looking at, because it'd be an election, if I'm not mistaken.
I do not, number one, somebody has to be appointed, because each time a constable resigns, his deputies are dependent on his giving them the oath for them to continue to exercise their statutory and constitutional duty. So it's not a situation where the chief deputy can just fill in for 2 months, so it has to be a name.
Wait, are you?
Is
a motion on the floor?
I made the motion.
Chief deputy is Joe Stevens.
Joe Stevens.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No.
Opposed? No. I'd like to make a motion that we appoint for this position interim for 2 months, and on the understanding that he has committed that he will not seek election to that office. And I can put that in the form of a motion for help. This is what I'm like. Yeah, sorry. Jeez. Charlie Wiggins.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Constable Steve or Deputy Constable Stevens, and I have nothing against you. You're obviously qualified to do the job. You've done the job. It's just the current circumstance until those issues are resolved.
I'll speak on this. I've known Charlie for a long time. Charlie actually called me, personally called me, on this visit a while back. I think when the constable had announced what was going on, that he would leave. Very much appreciated to be able to know that your interest was there and your heart was there. I know that I personally have the confidence in you to keep things in place and keep that office moving with as much success as Earl had in there doing what's right for Precinct 1 Constable's office. It's all right.
Well, I appreciate your something, but Charlie never called me. I haven't had any discussion with Charlie that he was even interested. Second of all, Judge, I feel that Constable Stevens is not guilty until proven so. His personal situation is, you can indict a cucumber, I don't mean to air your dirty laundry, but personally, he's not guilty of anything until he goes to a court of law. And personally, I would say that I wouldn't even support you as chief deputy if you were convicted. So, as far as I'm concerned, your standing in this community is impeccable as it stands. You've served as a constable in this county for, I guess, 20, way before I got on this court, so I felt it'd be normal, that just automatic that you go up, and whatever happens in the other situation happens, it's in God's and the court's hand. But I support you, and I appreciate, you know, you still serving. Hopefully you'll serve under Constable Williams with the same distinguished service. Thank you.
Judge, and I'm going to say this, you know, the court, in my opinion, went away from all along, from farthest away, Tom Rugg and Tom Mangus, to nearest to us, from Greg Fountain and Mike White. We've always put in the person in line, including this gentleman that sit over here in airport. We've went away from what we've done, and that's where my problem exists, but congratulations.
I don't think we need Mike Fair trying to beat a dead horse, but you know, I'm only going by the fact that this is the man that called me to express interest in the job. Personally picked up the telephone and called me. That's what I'm going on. I know he's qualified. Nobody else called me and personally talked to me that I can recall.
I can understand that.
You know what I mean? Nobody called me. So I'm only going by what Brent Weaver thinks and what my vote is, and I know you, to them, have been a person that's very professional. You were a constable. You were a chief deputy. You're in that office wearing those colors, that patch, and I'm confident that you'll do a job, good job, and treat your employees for the next couple of months, whatever it is, the right way, and do the job the way it's supposed to be done.
Thanks a lot, but if you don't mind, just to clear the air, Commissioner Sengel, I called for you twice. You were out sick still. I talked to your clerk, and I asked if she wouldn't mind giving the message to return my call. So if you didn't get that, I apologize that we didn't get to speak together, but I think that there was an illness going on. And I wanted to say to you guys, thank you. I have the support of Chief Stevenson in our office also. And things are going to be good. You know, when a new elected official comes into the office, the whole staff is worried about what's going to happen to us. And by you guys letting someone from the inside stay, we have 6 more months of the clerks not fearing where they're going and what's going
to
happen.
Charlie, that's refreshing to hear, and I just think I observed a nod from the back there with Chief Deputy. And, you know, I mean, obviously having the support of your office and the people that work there is very critical.
We've been together.
And so I'm hopeful that y'all will all be successful in the constable's office until the people get to speak and put someone in there through our electoral system.
Right. I agree with Commissioner Senegal. People are innocent until proven guilty.
Former constable or what?
Well, I think it's 5 o'clock.
I want to thank Commissioner's Court, both nominees, Chief Deputy and Charlie Riggs. These are good men. These are good men. I wouldn't hire them or retain them if they weren't good men. We built a family atmosphere in that office, as you can see with my chief deputy nods. They support each other, and that's what I was bound and determined to build when I got there. I love my employees, and they're going to continue with the success that we built on. And to Charlie, if you need something, you know, I support you. Chief, I appreciate the support that you offer to Charlie, and I want everybody else in my office to know business as usual. Support y'all and support you on every way. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Constable.
Thank you. All right. It's going to be a hard one to fill the shoes, Earl.
Well,
there are many people like you that walk like you, talk like you, as professional as you are, and
thank you.
You've done wonders for this county as Constable in your short tenure here, and I know the city of Beaumont is very lucky to get you.
Well, it's about being committed to doing what's right. Thank you all.
Thank you. From the Constable Precinct 6, I may is considering possibly approve the hiring of James Edward Sanchez as Deputy Constable with Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with Local Government Code Section 86.01. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action. not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.